A flip sample PDX D0 generator. Today's date is 03/03/2022. Dictation is for Kari Wallace. Wallace spells W-A-L-L-A-C. Kari spells C-A-R-R-I-E. Date of birth is 06/02/1971. 51-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of opioid use disorder. Currently in Suboxone. Here for refill of this medication. Also, she also has a history of depression. Is currently on valifaxine. Here for follow for that condition. Also, she indicated that the current dosage of 75 milligrams does not seem to be helping her. She still have the signs and symptoms of severe depression while on this medication. Is requesting for us to either change it to something else or increase the dosage on this one period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, all systems were reviewed or were negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2, SAT is 95%, urinary blood pressure is 134 over 87, pulse 115, open parentheses, this is chronic, patient has a history of arrhythmia and tachycardia. We had a lengthy discussion on almost every visit for her to be evaluated by a specialist, and she indicated that funding is an obstacle for her to better evaluate her heart, period, close parentheses. Respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal sign, period. Next paragraph, skin. Patient has a blanching erythematous macula on the anterior chest. And the correction on the anterior chest lesion is discreetly distributed in parentheses. She denies any change in soap, lotion, foods, or pets, close parentheses. She says she has lupus and thinks she's having a flare. She says usually she takes prednisone, which works well for her, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, up and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, no rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, up and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate of rhythm, irregular rate and rhythm, she's tachycardic. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is obese opioid use disorder. Assessment number two is medication refill. Assessment number three is depression. Assessment number four is rash. Assessment number five, medication refill, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. PMP aware was reviewed. PMP aware, data from PMP aware does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. Next paragraph. A drug screen was done clinic today. A drug screen was positive for buprenorphine, which she takes as part of the program. Her medication was refilled as follows: Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. She will take one film SL BID for 30 days. Number 6060. Next medication, venlafaxine, VENLAFAXINE, 150 milligrams. This will be an increase of from 175 from the last visit. She will take one PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, no refills. Next medication, Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film, one film SL BID for 30 days. Number 6060, no refills period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.